Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's the guy who's going through the five stages of grief over Dyerfest. I am Rob Sesternino. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our Wednesday night double veto episode of Big Brother. We got the split house, two veto comps. We saw Tiffany from Big Brother 23. I had one replacement nominee and a great panel to talk about it with. First, here with us, of course, it is the great Frail Mary, Mary Kwiatkowski. Mary, how are you?
Oh, hold on. What's this? Falling from the sky? It's my instructions for the podcast tonight. Oh, we need to talk about the inside, talk about the outside, talk about all the multiple meetings we had.
Yes, very many meetings. Okay, happy to hear the instructions found you safely, Mary.
I had a lot of meetings at work today. I didn't realize I was also going to have a lot of meetings on my Big Brother episode. Mm-hmm.
Did you get all of the props that we asked you to put together as well?
Oh, yeah. I've got, 50 to-go containers just sitting right off screen over here. So I'll be stacking them throughout the podcast. Perfect. You can't see it, but I promise it's happening.
Perfect. Okay. Great to have you here with us tonight, Mary. Of course, always nice to have back with us Geneva Guadalupe. Geneva, how are you?
I'm good. I do have to ask, Mary, do these containers have food in them? Because I think that's probably one thing the episode was missing.
Yeah, I was really sad. I mean, they really dropped the ball on the whole not including the piece of lettuce and some cheese on bread there. It wouldn't have been that much harder to include that.
Mm-hmm. That would have cost extra. okay, Geneva, excited to talk about some BB24 with you. And of course, with this man who is back here with us, of course, my co-host on Nothing But Netflix. Please welcome back Chappelle.
Rob. This was the ghettoest shit I've ever seen on television.
Yes. And,
yeah. Like this was, I mean, the hood. I was just like, wow, are we really doing this? I get it. Don't come at me all crazy in the chat and on Twitter and stuff like that. I know it's supposed to be a play on Dyerfest, Firefest. It's supposed to be ratchet, blah, blah, blah. But you made them people make their own veto competition. Really? Mm-hmm. After having him outside in the heat and Terrence, and I'm not a huge Terrence fan, but he's getting this because he got second place in the HOH competition. Like, y'all put this man through this for getting second place? I don't understand what I'm doing anymore here. Like, I don't want my friends to know I watch this show and talk about it. I'm podcasting in secret. I have, like, a hood on, and I just, like, in the corner of a Panera Bread or something using their Wi-Fi. Like, I don't want people to know that this is the show that we spend so much time on because they do stuff like this. What is going on? I'm sorry. I came out hot.
My Chappelle, bad. Should they have had Ja Rule to host the veto competition?
Right, just so I can come on a podcast and say, who the fuck cares about what Ja Rule has to say about something like this? You know, like, oh my God. This was ghetto, hot ass mess, but we're going to have a good time talking about it. So, yeah. Here we are.
Yeah. All right. We'll have fun talking about all these veto competitions and some intrigue, certainly around the Dyerfest veto, which came up. I know there was a lot of confusion over there was no feeds. We didn't really know what was going on. And at least an interesting conversation that we will talk about. And of course, I think we'll have some time to get some Q&A in with our amazing listeners and viewers that are here with us live. So go ahead and write your questions in the chat. We will star them and save them for later on in the show. But I guess I feel like that was the headline of the night. I felt like that it was sort of like a ho-hum affair. And then ultimately we got the conversation that was between Terrence and Joseph, where Terrence basically Like, I was under the impression that things had gone like pretty smoothly. Kyle gave up the whole thing. Okay, Joseph's back was up against the wall. But then here comes Terrence to say, yeah, your boy gave you up. He gave up the whole thing. Mary, did we know this from the feeds?
Yeah, we did not know that he told Joseph.
Yes.
I believe. We obviously knew that Kyle spilled everything to everybody, but we did not know that Joseph was then informed on this. And that was probably the biggest shock thing that I had. That along with the entire purpose of watching this episode was to figure out what Kyle did or did not know going into that veto ceremony. And we didn't really get that completely answered. I was kind of half expecting Kyle's confessional at the end to just be like, psych, I knew this was going to happen. I convinced Terrence to put me up. But we didn't get that. So it seems like it was somewhat of a surprise. I think the edit was really working overtime to make it seem like everything that was happening was Terrence's plan.
Yeah.
So that was, you know, that was very kind of them to do that.
Geneva, I know this can't be right because they're making it seem like that Terrence is like having a really good HOH.
Yeah, they're making it seem like that, which is particularly strange because we know that Big Brother loves to cover up everything and doesn't actually like to show us the full edit, the full story. And as most people know, if you have been like following social media and the feeds, that, you know, there was a massive feed outage this week and there was a potential wall yeller, someone who may have interfered the game, who might have said something, who might have led to what we saw happen. But I was actually quite surprised that Kyle seemed surprised that he was going on the block. But I did think it was, I am glad that Joseph did actually find out from Terrence in a sense. And I think a lot of people were also just speculating, well, Terrence always tends to spill the beans. So he's probably going to end up telling. Yes.
Yeah.
He's definitely going to end up telling somebody at some point.
Yeah. But Chappelle, they really made it seem like that. Okay, well, this is like a pretty good plan by Terrence to, let me put these two guys up on the block and let's see who's going to spill more secrets to me.
It's not a bad plan. For me, I've been watching Terrence this week and it just seems like a lot of stuff is just falling in his lap. You know, Kyle completely outing the leftovers was, I guess, the right move for Kyle if he wanted to protect Alyssa. And that plays into Terrence's favor because he had no clue that alliance existed. You know, as he says it, he thinks he knew about it, but he didn't solidify it. But now he knows for sure. Right. And I think the reason why he was so determined to tell Joseph what happened is because Joseph's just been lying to him and it's just driving Terrence crazy. Like every time he thinks about even saving Joseph, Joseph is just staring at his face, lying. He's just like, I can't even save you if I wanted to. He doesn't want to, but Joseph is just not giving him anything to work with because he's just staring at him, blank face, lying. So finally, Terrence just says, you know what? I'm tired of hearing this. Kyle threw you on the bus, let it go. And I'm just like, wow. But the look on Joseph's face.
Poor Joseph.
No, not poor Joseph. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I have to be the one to do it. This man is sleeping with this woman in the house. They are laid up in the hammock almost 24/7. You will have nowhere to go. Y'all are all in the same backyard. You see them attached at the hip the entire time. You know they've been having sex. Why do you think this man is about to give up his showmance right now? What sense does that make? And I don't know if Joseph really believed that, but seeing him pouting in every confessional, like, I wonder what's going to happen this week. I really want to stay true to Kyle. Joseph, stand up. What are you doing? I mean, God, I just couldn't. I'm like, man, I really want to defend Joseph here, but what are you doing? And he's just like, what? Kyle is not going to vote out Alyssa. He turned his back on the leftovers. It's like he had another option in the house that he really is connected to and thinks he's in love with. Oh my God, shocker. Joseph.
We've seen an evolution from Joseph, but I think what people forget is that the first couple weeks of the game, Joseph was kind of coasting, hanging out with Pooch, you know, having a good time with the bros. He wasn't like a genius player. Then, at his birthday, discovered that the game could be fun and that you can spend a lot of time talking to people and making plans and making moves. And that was fun. And I think there was sort of a, while he did get himself in a good position, I think there was a slight misconception by some fans that he all of a sudden was like a Big Brother genius. And you forgot about about Joseph from the first couple weeks. And now that we're back out here, I don't say poor Joseph in like, he's a mastermind player. It's so sad he's leaving this way. I say it more like a, oh, bless his heart. He doesn't realize how many steps behind he is at this point. I mean, I think based on the episode, when he discovers that Kyle ratted him out, him and Turner, then that's kind of when he, when he realized, you know, and it, it does break my heart when he said that he was sad that he didn't think that this would happen.
Yeah.
But he had to kind of expect that other people would also be playing the game and be self-interested.
I mean, he's very, very loyal to a fault. But I think you do bring up a good point, Chappelle, especially with what happened last week. Like, Kyle put Alyssa over the leftovers. So it's like, what makes you think that he wouldn't do it again, especially in a scenario where, you know, there are limited options. So he's going to do what he can to save himself. You know, unfortunately, we would hope that he would stick true to the leftovers, but he already basically said to us that it's Alyssa and I only care about my showmans and I don't care about anybody else. But I don't even understand this logic, really. I mean, I get why in a sense, but game wise, strategically, I don't really get it because Alyssa hasn't won any. I don't understand why Kyle, you know, really decided to make this move. He didn't really have to. I mean, he chose to.
Yeah.
But he didn't have
to. I think he's already in this position. I think he's forced to make this move based on the previous bad moves that he has made to get him to this point. Like, I feel like that this is the part that makes sense. I feel like the stuff he did to get to this point was where you could really like scratch your head about like, you were in a pretty good spot here, Kyle.
Yeah, I mean, pardon my phrase, but Kyle chose this bed and has been laying here for a while.
Pool like, flow, yeah.
Right, but that's what I'm saying is, like, he didn't have to do any of this. He was well-positioned. He had several, like, alliances and several, like, couple final twos situation. He was in a good spot. He really kind of ruined his game for someone who hasn't won any comps and, you know, is just, like, that showmans. He had the numbers, and he chose to go away from the numbers because of his feelings. And that's why she should have gone out a lot sooner in reality.
Mm-hmm. The wildest thing is that the man has not even lost the numbers, because right now, based on what we just saw, the house is damn near split down the middle. I mean, like, he's like saying, no, we have Turner now, possibly. If we go in with Turner and Terrence and Alyssa, we have just amount, like the same amount of options that they have in the house. We have to assume they're going to be working together once Kyle comes in the house with Alyssa. And so it's like his game has gotten worse, but the other people, Joseph, are playing so poorly that they're just letting him get away with these errors. There's no reason Joseph should have let Kyle out hustle him this week. He should have saw that they were a showman, saw that there was two that were never going to be broken up. And he should have beat Terrence, like beat him to the punch. He should have got to Terrence first. And he just let Kyle outwork him. And I'm sorry, I don't like Kyle, but the proof is right there. Joseph been walking around looking lost the entire episode. Like, at some point, wake up.
No, it's extra sad. And he's also like really sunburned and just looks like a very pathetic image in the diary room, in the makeshift diary room. But you make a good point, Chappelle, about like, for Joseph, like they're in this like tiny pen. There's no privacy. That you can see what everybody is doing. And then you see, Kyle have this long conversation with Terrence. And it doesn't seem to ever occur to Joseph about like, hey, like you didn't just like totally screw us over, right?
If he's a little suspicious of him, couldn't Joseph say, okay, well, Kyle and I are in lockstep. Whatever conversation Kyle gonna have with Terrence, I need to be there for it too. You know, like, what? Why not? What would be the
downside? This is the perfect opportunity for the buddy system. Now, I know it's me, and I'm just saying that. Boston Rob taught us. I mean, it would be exhausting for an entire week to try and stay on top of Kyle's every move.
It's not what Alyssa said.
10 seconds at a time. Mm-hmm.
I know. But I feel like that would be the move here. I mean, it's so obvious that these conversations were going to be happening. Maybe not. Maybe it's too much to jump and assume that Kyle's going to out everything. But I think it's right to assume that Kyle is going to try and, at the bare minimum, protect himself, and then most likely also protect Alyssa. Like, Joseph is severely underestimating how much Kyle mm-hmm. has wanted to just play the game with Alyssa. And I think Turner, especially once he found out that they slept together, he was like, I understand you can't break that bond. Like, that's your girl. I don't expect you to go against her at this point. And Turner just kind of seems fine with it.
Yeah.
But Joseph wasn't. And yeah, the hardest, most frustrating part of watching the episode is when Kyle is saying, like, I had to out everything because if I didn't do it, Joseph would do it first. Except Joseph didn't. Joseph didn't do it first, and he wouldn't have done it. Turner wouldn't have even done it because they were so loyal. So it's very easy to yell at Kyle and just be like, no, you're wrong. They were loyal. But at the same time, Turner and Joseph should have outed a little something to keep themselves out of this position. So it's mm-hmm. frustrating.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was also just disappointing to watch the veto and hear Joseph saying, like, oh, I really hope Kyle wins. Like, I get what he was thinking there. But however, if you were on the block, like, you have to play for yourself. You need to ensure your safety. You should not rely on anybody. And so, like, it was just disappointing. And then clearly the wind was not in Joseph's favor either. That was just, I guess, a chaotic mess. But that's why I'm like, maybe they should have had food in these containers. I don't know. But obviously they wanted to make it harder, so I get it. But.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do y'all remember back in the early days of Big Brother where the way the show was set up is that, you know, you'd get the HOH competition, then you get the veto competition. And then that third day, it would always be the mopey day where the person who knows they're going home is just sitting around and no one's really talking to them. And they're just kind of crying and just like they might throw something at the wall. They might get a little conversation going. But for the most part, they're just sad. That was today for Joseph. That was this episode. It was like every time the camera cut to him, it was just, like, you could tell the producers are feeding him lines and he can't even deliver them. He's like, I guess being outside is kind of like the dire fest. It's like, yeah, Joseph, but like, at least fake it. Put a smile on. You put yourself in this position. I don't care what he says.
Yeah. Poor Joseph. We'll see ultimately, if anything could change for him going into Thursday, but it's not looking so good. I guess should we talk about the veto comp on that side since we're talking about everything outside? I mean, Chappelle, you mentioned it at the top of the show. The Big Brother contestants needed to assemble their own veto. Even Terrence was shading.
Clearly the Dire Fest competition budget is unlimited.
Yeah.
You know, it's a part of the Fire Festival thing, but I honestly think that this would play better if they gave some background onto what they are alluding to, right? Like, I mean, a lot of people know what the Fire Fest is, but it's not exactly a topical reference. It's been years. That was pre-pandemic, right? So,
oh, certainly.
That was,
yeah.
That was a whole different world. We don't even know those people anymore.
I guess, like, what is the Venn diagram of people who know what the Fire Fest is and people who watch Big Brother? I feel like there's a very small, like, sliver, even skinnier than Sid and Nancy, of, like, how many people know what this is and also watch this?
I don't know. I feel like it's more than Sid and Nancy.
Oh, but... sir, more than, yeah, more than. I mean, no nothing bar. Could be less than no. Sid and Nancy.
Yeah, I, as someone who, until the documentaries came out, my only knowledge of Firefest, only knowledge, was the picture of the food in the to-go container mm-hmm. on Twitter. Like, I had seen that and I knew, like, oh, there's a music festival where they got this food. I don't really understand. And that was all I knew at that point. So if I feel like if you at least have that knowledge, maybe you can put it together. But at least they're trying to be somewhat like the thing, whereas I don't think we'll get to, but I don't think inside, I don't think that's what Coachella's like, right?
Have
I
haven't been there. Tent at Coachella?
Oh, I haven't been, I'm not a music festival gal,
me
so
neither.
I don't know.
Yeah. So, so you have to build your own competition. You know, I really, when they had like the planes flying overhead, I'm like, oh, okay, this is why they have to shut down the backyard. Here comes like a drone. Can't believe they're going to show it. No, they just start airdropping stuff like the care packages in BB18.
and putting a veto on a lunch tray.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so you have to build your own veto competition, and they put it all together, and then away we went. And it did seem like Geneva, the win seemed like it was a factor in the backyard. I'm like, I don't know how they're going to be able to complete this.
Yeah, I think it definitely, well, affected a lot of people. But really affected Joseph. I feel like it was like, even though he was like hoping for Kyle to win and hoping that Kyle would pull him off the block or Turner or whatever, like, I don't think the wind was helping him even attempt that competition. And I saw a lot of people were really trying to, you know, use their chin to hold things steady, but then that wasn't even working. You know, things were just flopping over. And yeah, it was kind of a train wreck, to be quite honest. But it I guess it was interesting to see like who had the patience, who was willing to, you know, keep it going. And we saw how Terrence did.
Mm-hmm.
Geneva, do you think that Joseph was giving it his all to win the competition? Or do you think he was kind of halfway doing it in hopes that one of his allies would win so that they all could be safe?
I mean, I think because of the narrative, I feel like Joseph was continuing to say, it really seemed like he was hoping that Kyle would win. So that potentially, you know, but I don't know. It looked like he gave some effort, but I don't know. It didn't seem like it was enough for me, but clearly the wind was a huge factor. So I just feel like even if he was trying really hard, it just wasn't working out. It wasn't his comp. It really wasn't his day, and he wasn't meant to win it. So
mm-hmm. Yeah,
he didn't want to win it, y'all.
You think so, Joseph threw it?
I don't think he threw it, but I don't think that he was giving it his all. I really don't. I just don't think you go into confessional and say, I really hope one of my allies wins this, and then you continuously like say that over and over and over again, and then you actually aren't trying to let that happen. Like, I think his best case scenario was exactly what he said. He wanted Kyle to win it, and I can't do this. I can't do this right now, Joseph. I we have been like mourning you all week. The feed watchers have been like, Joseph, do stuff. People have
finally
tried.
Won a comp. Like, yeah, we've been waiting all season.
People are climbing the wall at this point, Joseph. And this is what you're doing. You're making them look dumber. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's bad enough the wall comp is shutting down the feeds. I mean, the wall climbers and yellers are shutting down the feeds. But y'all doing all this and this man throwing? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's sad when you think about the fact that, like, he was such a loyal person.
Yes.
That he didn't even want to win because he's under the impression that if he wins and takes himself or Turner off the block, that Kyle will be their placement. And he's trying to save all three of them. So he's going for that one scenario. Like, he's trying to protect Kyle over himself, basically.
You know,
it's just so sad.
Do we know how much Big Brother Joseph has seen beforehand? Do we know, was he a recruit or has he been watching the show?
Pretty much a recruit. And I think he only saw last season.
But you know what?
I believe
that with the cookout, you know, the cookout was like an alliance first. Like it wasn't necessarily like at the end of everything, it turned out to like, okay, we are not going to be self-interested. We are going to put the alliance first. And that worked for the cookout, and the cookout like had like a reason to do that, but the leftovers don't. And I think that for Joseph, I think that he kind of took the wrong lesson away from the cookout, because I think he ended up like really putting the alliance first and not being self-interested enough.
You can count on one hand the number of alliances in Big Brother where the majority of people in the alliances were treating the alliance first and not self-interested. And you can count on exactly one finger the number of times when everyone in the alliance felt that way. And it was the cookout. Like, mm-hmm. If that's the exception, not the rule. And I think that Turner just doesn't know that. Like, there's a couple alliances that have made it far and haven't, you know, entrusted other people, but almost always at least one person in the alliance is more self-interested.
Yeah.
It's Kyle.
Yeah.
Right. And also other people. But in this scenario, it's Kyle.
Yeah.
And that's why it's unfortunate that like Joseph is putting all his like faith and trust in Kyle and hoping he wins when Kyle has already proven that he can't be trusted. So it's just tough. But it's like the situation that they're in with the twist, it's like, who does he trust? But at that point, it's like you just kind of have to play your own game.
Listen, people take the wrong lesson from the cookout. Yes, they were loyal. They made it to the end. They accomplished their goal. But look what loyalty did to the people who lost. You know, it's cool for an Xavier to say, yes, we need to go all the way down to the six because it's Xavier. He just needs to win a comp or two, trick Kylan into doing something, you know, boneheaded and move on. But that doesn't work out for Hannah and Tiffany. And I like there, you all don't benefit from that. Big D, yes. He's like, yeah, stay loyal to the cookout. Never vote me out. Matter of fact, take me to the final two. It's cool. But there are other people who don't make it. This in this particular iteration, Kyle is fine. He is fine. And that's why he's like, yeah, keep us together. But also if we break up, cool. Because now he's hustling to make his new structure form. Whereas Joseph is just like, yeah, I'm going to be loyal and just see what happens. He has no end game at this point when there's five people. And even Terrence trying to pretend like, oh, yeah, well, I'm just doing this to throw Kyle off the scent. It's five people, man. There's throw him off the scent for what, man? Like, you're going up and you're going home. It's sad.
It is sad. Also sad in the competition. Dalton Ross called this out. He says that this is the most forced diary room line that we ever heard on Big Brother. Here's Terrence.
We all thought Terrence was a dumb.
Oh, no, that's not forced. Okay, this one.
So winning this veto is paramount. You know, like Paramount Plus. You should be watching me on.
Wow, Paramount Plus shout out.
I was not watching him on Paramount
from
Plus.
DJ
I was
Showtime. Him on CBS. Yeah, are we supposed to watch on Paramount Plus or CBS?
That doesn't fit with the pun, though, Rob.
What pun?
This competition. This is Paramount. Like, you should be watching us on CBS. Wink.
Yeah. Like, was there an intern that was like going for some sort of a bonus? If you can get one of the contestants to mention Paramount Plus in the diary room?
I don't know because. I don't want to shave Paramount Plus.
I was about to say, do it, Mary. Yeah. Do it.
I mean, look, I was watching
Speak your mind, Mary.
On Paramount yes, Plus, technically. Yes. But it's rare that I can, because usually when I log on, they're like, whoops, can't watch right now. Don't know why. So,
yeah.
You know, if you want me to watch on Paramount
Plus, you must be doing
Paramount
something
Plus,
wrong.
We get it right.
Yeah.
Well, at least it worked today.
I don't know.
Considering
I don't know.
They're on the recap, but
yeah.
I mean, I could have switched over to my antenna, but it's choppy. So
wow,
more work.
Yeah, okay. Antenna.
I want to hear more about that later date.
It's like, well, it's like ones you buy from Walmart. They're like
the flat one. Okay,
yeah,
I pictured
it's 15
those
bucks.
People are cutting the cords and going to antennas, Chappelle.
That's what it sounds like. Mary's a trendsetter. I would have loved to watch the live feeds on Paramount Plus this week. Paramount Plus.
Yeah,
the 24/7 life.
Yeah, they're telling us to go to Paramount Plus. However, there's nothing on Paramount Plus, so it's kind of like, why are we wasting our money for Paramount Plus right now when we can't even see anything?
Yeah.
And that was what was irritating, because like with this twist, you know, we had the split houses, so it's already a less eventful because there are five people on each side, and then we couldn't see a whole side, and then there was obviously the more crucial side because we knew what was happening on the inside. So that was just kind of a little bit frustrating.
And did Paramount Plus really want Terrence to be the face of the app also? Is he the person that you wanted out there doing the shout outs?
Is Terrence like a big fan favorite among like the just TV watchers? I don't know either. You know, it's interesting that that is the line that that bugged me most, because the one that he said that bugged me was the I've got all the power in the house this week. No, you don't. You have all the power in the backyard.
Outside the house. That's a good point.
Yeah,
that is a good point. Yeah. But yeah, so Terrence wins the power of veto, and
we all thought Terrence was a dud.
Yeah, but look at him now.
Apparently he's a stud, according to Kyle.
We can't have to say that part, but yeah. Yeah. I mean, Chappelle, that part is clear if you watch his YouTube videos.
Oh yeah. If y'all haven't checked out the crockpot videos, yeah, it's clear that Terrence is a stud. I think the biggest misconception that we found out about this episode, I mean about this season, was not about Terrence. It was about our own dud and Joseph. I'm just saying.
Chappelle,
I know he
really, really does. It was Joseph.
I think my issue with Joseph
gone too far, Chappelle.
No.
Yeah. I'm gonna miss Joseph. I'll say that. Balancing out this panel.
I just can't stand to see somebody so downtrodden throughout an episode and they're doing it to themselves. That's what's killing me. I want him to win more than he does. I'm like, why don't you go throw Kyle under the bus? He's like, no, I could never throw Kyle under the bus. He's loyal to me and Alyssa, and I just don't know how we're going to save all of us. Maybe he'll turn his back on the woman he's giving all these seconds to. You know, like, I want more for Joseph. I'm holding him accountable. I think the problem is y'all don't hold him accountable. See, that's y'all not his real friends. I'm going to tell him like a T.I. is. I'm going to pull him to the side and be like, Joseph, you're an idiot sandwich this week, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. But I think moving forward, we have to call it what it is. He's dropped the ball, and I just can't let it.
You can like Joseph as a person on the TV show and not think he's a great player.
And I do.
We got our hopes up too high. Look, your expectations went too high on Joseph, everybody. Bring him down a little.
Mm-hmm. I'm hurt. Maybe I'm hurt. I'm lashing out. My bad. You know what?
I think
drag
that
me. I deserve it.
I just wish that the show at least gave him a little bit more of an edit. Considering, you know, we knew that at the time he was doing more on the feeds. So it's kind of sad to see him go out here because it's like they just kind of didn't really, you know, they gave Kyle a lot of more of that airtime. And so unfortunately, Joseph doesn't
look. Joseph's going to be fine. He's a great looking guy. People love him. This, you know, I think his win condition was he wanted to go into the house and build something. He wanted to make like something that was like on the level, like with the cookout, and he had the leftovers, and you know, he would have been like one of them, like, hey, let's get leftovers tattoos. Like he was all in on the leftovers, and ultimately that was his baby, and that he didn't know when to give it up.
Pencil Joseph in for Challenge USA season 2.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
I think the man has a future in reality television if he wants it. He's going to be wherever they want him to be, and he's going to be there, and he's going to be good TV. I just think that he wasn't dialed in. He wasn't tapped in. He lost track of things, and this twist really just wasn't something he was prepared for. You know, the first twist really did benefit him and like the buddy system and them voting out one person, him sitting on the block. He could just talk to anybody. But the moment you take away that little protection that he had and you isolate him, then you see that, like, you know, he can get distracted. It happens. I'm not expecting Joseph to be a perfect player. I'm just saying we were rooting for you. We were all rooting for you. Mm-hmm.
Better to go out here.
Yeah.
Being loved than to make it a little farther than, and be like, Kyle.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Always.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think also just generally it seemed like, at least with that side of the house, like he was just lacking a lot of like connections. I don't feel like he really spent a lot of time really fostering close bonds or alliances specifically with those four other people.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of those people are on the other side in the inside. And we've heard them many times kind of say like, oh yeah, when Joseph comes back, or hopefully he comes back, or if he doesn't come back, then we know who to come for. So at least people, I think, have a sense, even though it sounds like the people on the outside are trying to come up with a story and an excuse for what happened, trying to potentially pin it on Joseph, which I don't, you know, like, but I guess, you know, in the name of the game, people are going to say what they need to say to survive.
Okay. The other thing I want to talk about from the outside of the house was I was surprised to hear some of Turner's diary room confessionals tonight talking about that. Hey, if I have to, like, I'm ready to throw Joseph under the bus. Chappelle, were you surprised to hear that from Turner?
I think once he and Joseph are on the block next to each other, I don't understand. Like, I don't see any benefit of you remaining loyal to Joseph. I mean, I would not have done it personally, just because I'm like, you know, whatever. It looks really bad because you basically, they're both like falling over each other at this point to like hand Terrence all the information they can to save themselves. But once Kyle completely outs everything, all you can do is hope it's not you, because Terrence knows everything. He knows everybody who was in the alliance, and we get several segments to make sure that you know that Kyle told him everything. We even double back so Kyle can be like, hey, remember that alliance I told you about? I think I forgot to tell you the name. It was the leftovers. And like, oh, okay, cool. And Terrence is just giggling because he's doing nothing. The information is coming to him. So I don't blame Turner for trying to save himself, because Joseph is trying to save Kyle.
Like, I didn't like the I'm going to tell you the name so we can laugh about it as if the name was silly thing. Mm-hmm. It's like, come on, Kyle, you are all like, you can leave the leftovers, but don't be trying to act like that wasn't a great name.
I did think it was funny when he told Alyssa about it, and Alyssa's like, but there were like seven of you. It's just like, yeah, that is a lot of people to be left over, I guess. That is a fair point.
But this is also the thing is, of course, Kyle leaves out, you know, one major reason the leftovers formed and had to do with a certain treatment of Taylor Hale. But of course, he doesn't disclose that, which, you know,
of course not.
Yeah. If Terrence found out about that, he'd really hate the leftovers.
Well, I think also it's hard to say that to people like Terrence and Alyssa, because those were some of the people who, like, Kyle talked hate on Taylor to in the early game. So they would probably be like, well, wait, why did you form an alliance around that when you guys were all doing that too? Mm-hmm. So he probably just doesn't want to have that conversation with Taylor at any point. But I, you know what? Speaking of people to say bless their heart to, Alyssa's like, oh, he's been lying to me this whole time, but maybe now he's told the truth and it'll be us against the world. Girl, get out. Get out.
How many red flags?
Too many to count. More red flags than there are seconds with Kyle.
More than 10. But seriously, like, he literally formed an alliance without her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's just kind of like, and kept her in the dark for weeks about it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, okay. I mean, like, I get in a sense where probably in her head, she's like, well, you know, I really only have Kyle for the most part. So she's probably like, you know, thinking about it, but not really thinking about it. However, I feel like, and I mean, I guess he has kept her safe as we saw last week, but I'd still be weary if I were her. I don't know. It doesn't really seem like she is. It seems like she kind of forgives and, you know, forgets, but
she's not weary.
No. What can she say? She's a girl in love.
Yeah,
she is.
I mean, what else can she do, though? You know what I'm saying? Like, at this point,
other options.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, Kyle is really her only ally, but it's still kind of like, I don't know. Give him a hard time for it or something.
If she can, that's what she definitely needs to do. She needs to give him hell, especially if she can get in a position where there's like final three or something, she can cut him at the last second. I think she wins the season, you know. And honestly, America, the crowd would go wild, even though you hate them. Everybody, we all love that.
We love that.
That last minute cut. I still remember back in the day when Franzel got cut, and everyone's like,
yes, Cody.
Yeah, people, yes, Cody, yes. And now let Cody say something on Twitter. Like, boo, Cody, tomato. But he just needed that one moment with Franzel to give us our pound of flesh. That's all Alyssa needs. And then she's won us over for that moment.
Oh, if Holly would have done that with Jackson, it'd be like, oh, this is Queen Holly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not going to happen this week, but I would be like, yay, Alyssa, if she decided to vote out Kyle, but. I don't feel like that's happening.
Yeah,
he's her lifeline this week.
Yeah, and back to the Turner thing, I also feel like at least he was not, unlike Kyle, he wasn't ratting out Joseph to Kyle and Alyssa. He was just securing his votes with them as well. So, you know, I feel like that's slightly more morally better. I don't know. Yeah. It didn't seem like Joseph was even bothering to try and do that. He was so set on the, we've got to save all three of us guys.
I did feel bad for Turner, kind of getting gaslit by Terrence over the reason why he went up on the block, where Terrence like, facts. you said facts. And it's like, oh, I didn't even like, dude, I just say that. Oh man.
Oh, sorry. Terrence, I put you up by mistake.
Got him in the blender.
Misunderstanding. Oh, okay.
It works for Terrence, though. This is a medley of errors for other people. Like Turner should have heard that and been like, that's BS, because why wouldn't you tell me that you were upset about that? You know, we are allies. When this week started, we heard Terrence saying, me and Turner have always had an agreement. When I picked him on my team, because he looks after me and I looked after him. And this person who you have this agreement with doesn't even bother to tell you that you were in an option to go on the block. So then by the veto, Terrence is using the veto. He's taking Turner down and he's putting up, you know, he's putting up Alyssa or whatever. Like, it looks like he's trying to protect Turner. He's like, oh, I messed up. My bad. Let me reel that back in. So now I have Turner back in my pocket, you know, potentially. And then I also have Kyle in a position where he doesn't have to vote for his showmance. We can go back in the house. Everybody can act like, oh, well, there wasn't nothing we could do. You know, Joseph had to go home. It had to be one of them. And he still has Turner's loyalty if Turner really believes that story. So it works out for Terrence. It's just it's not that Terrence is playing really, really good. It's just that they should not be falling for this. This everybody's losing the game right now. And Terrence is just like benefiting from all their mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
I think the lesson we learned here is that if you're going on Big Brother, make sure that your catchphrase and or filler word cannot be misinterpreted to mean anything else.
Facts. Mm-hmm.
That's fire.
Yeah. So you're right.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Let's go to inside. We haven't talked about what went on inside the house. And, you know, of course, less drama going on there, but certainly like a more impressive veto competition went on inside the house. We know that Jasmine is hoping that she will come down off of the block because that she shouldn't have even been there to begin with.
I am not okay with Michael nominating me on my birthday week.
I mean, still her birthday week, so not okay. We got teased with, okay, somebody from the cookout is going to be here. And we saw Chappelle, it's Tiffany.
Yeah, and I was really expecting this to be Big D. You know, I thought this is the moment. They bring him back. Fan favorite Big D. You know, no, when no one's shocked here. Of course, it's Tiffany.
Yeah.
You have to have her back in this moment because half the cast is like, she's the reason I applied.
So yeah.
This is a perfect opportunity to give them a little something.
Big D
because of Big D.
Yeah, Big D got shaded by Taylor in the diary room.
Yeah, she did. And he's probably drafting a tweet right now. He just he can you provoke him. He's going to go there with you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Don't do it, Big D.
Mm-mm.
Don't do it.
In a week, he'll be hanging out with Daniel.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Tiffany looked great. Tiffany was awesome. Kind of sad we couldn't at least have Tiffany like in the room. Like can we have her at like the far end of the room?
Mm-hmm.
Anything? Yeah. Like a big iPad or something?
So, well, I thought like, oh, well, this is kind of like cheap that I guess they have, what they have like Tiffany like on Zoom, but then she was in the diary room. So it seems like that she must have been like on the premises. No?
Probably.
Yeah, I guess so.
Let me see what the chat. The chat knows all the dirt.
Maybe she was the wall yeller.
Maybe they just had her on the green screen that she was in the diary room.
Yeah, they could have just edited the diary room behind her. Hard to tell.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, she was there.
Didn't want to risk any form of, you know, transmission. I mean,
they had Dr. Will in the backyard.
Yeah, but he was up on that pedestal and at the next house, you know, in the little apartment complex in his pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Tiffany was the wall yeller. I said it. I think that the people at CBS or Paramount Plus came outside to be like, who's yelling? And Tiffany's like, oh, hi. Didn't expect to see
Kyle,
that.
And I said that shit.
And I said that. Yeah, exactly. And they're like, Tiffany? She's like, oh, that wasn't me. What are you talking about? Well, do you want to come in? We got a competition. You go. So, thank you. Well, you can't come in all the way because of COVID protocol. So just sit in the diary room for a while. Here's an iPad. We'll Zoom you in.
Mm-hmm.
So we got our moment. Thank you, Tiffany, for all your hard work.
Mm-hmm. Well done. Knocked out the feed cell for a couple of days. All right. So, it was the return of the stay in full. I was a little surprised that we had two different veto competitions. I kind of thought that it was... I don't know. I guess it's not unfair, but interesting that they had two different competitions.
And I believe the speculation we had was that we knew that the Inside had played Stay in Fold based on conversations. And so I think everyone mostly assumed Outside also did. And so there was some speculation about how Terrence might have won. But now we know it was a completely different competition. Stay in Fold, Big Brother Classic. Competition of my nightmares. I would do horrible at this. As I've mentioned many times, when you do those things that are like how many gumballs are in the jar or whatever, I'm so off. I will count and then I have no clue how I'm so wrong. Like if I am in a room with, I don't know, 100 people, I'm like, more than 20, less than 1,000. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Who's better? You or Jasmine, Mary?
I might be slightly better than Jasmine. I certainly would be better than Monty guessing like 800 on the gummy bear wall that had like a bazillion gummy bears, but I probably would have guessed like 20,000. So I don't know.
I mean, to be fair, her guesses weren't terrible. It's just that she, you know, didn't ever really stay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Last Jasmine, one was rough.
Yeah. Jasmine was playing the strategy, but the strategy is only works if you have an alliance doing it. You can't just fold yourself. I mean, if her goal was make sure Monty doesn't win, then you can achieve that. But if your goal is win yourself, unfortunately, that strategy doesn't work of just folding every time.
Yeah. Okay.
No one's sad to hear this, Rob, but I can't talk trash this time. I have nothing to say because I would have been worse than Monty in this competition.
You're a bad counter?
We don't get along. I would have saw one gummy worm, a gummy bear, and put one. That would have been it. I don't know. I'm like, if the price is right, I'm going one every time or one over whatever everybody else is saying. Like, I have nothing. I have, like, I'm worse than Mary. Mary says she walk in a room. It could be 20. It could be 1,000.
Let's believe. Okay. I think we have a challenge now.
Yeah, try the challenge out.
Yes.
This is like the reverse of the Puya versus Mike race. This is like who's worse at a thing.
Yes.
Here, Chappelle.
I'm going to show you one page from my phone and say, okay, now, okay, this is one page of Chappelle's timeline. How many times did he tweet today?
How dare you?
Yeah.
We're not doing this. We're not going to make this about me. All I'm saying is that I am going to be a little kinder to the people inside the house because I think their competition was harder. That's what I was trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Harder. Okay. But did you see the wind?
Yeah. Listen, I mean, there was wind, but also math. And so, you know, wind versus math. I'm putting math over the wind a little bit. That's completely fair.
Okay. But Brittany didn't even need an alliance.
Yeah, Brittany.
She had herself.
She didn't need an alliance to do it. She was in unfamiliar terrain because she had never even been to a club.
I've never been to a club. I don't like crowds.
I don't like crowds. I've never been to a club.
Was this supposed to be a club?
Never got gummy bears.
What about this was a club?
It was Tiffany's tent.
There was like a wall of gummy bears, some like drumsticks. They called them drumsticks, but I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really big glass of wine. Like you could swim in that glass of wine.
Then again, Brittany said she's never been to a club, so she may not know what's inside
of
the club.
That's right. If you've never been there, you don't know.
Some clubs be having this kind of stuff in it, you know. depending on how you prep, the pregame really determines what you see in the club sometime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. I'm not talking about personal experience. I'm just saying, from what I've heard.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. Giant gummy bears, stacks of drumsticks, you know, psychedelic lights, Tiffany with blue hair. All those things could happen if you were
in the right club. Property. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you had enough gummies. Club. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Baby, if you wanted me to count gummy bears, I can get through a couple of them.
Yeah. gummy bear count came in, what, $69.99? Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. So good there. We had the drumsticks. We got Jasmine's obligatory.
I wish these were chicken drumsticks.
Okay.
Not a thing, dear Jasmine. God. Not a thing.
Dear God, Jasmine, stand up. Stand up. Just stand up. Beat your ass. Get up.
We know the diary room is encouraging this.
Mm-hmm. You got to say no sometime. You got to say no. Sometimes you would be like, you know what? This one, I'm going to sit this one out.
Yeah.
You know.
I think they're just telling her that they're great and they're landing really well. And so she's continuing to come up with them.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Like,
she's like, America's loving them.
You see those drumsticks? Yeah. You know what else has drumsticks, right?
my sister in Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, please.
You know.
Dear God. You know, it does not look great for Jasmine this week. And honestly, after that chicken drumstick line, I feel like it's time. Let's just go ahead and it's time. We've outstayed our welcome here. We're going to get a couple more on finale night, I'm sure. In the jury house, we're going to get some stuff. But as for the show proper, I'm okay with this one. I think this was the end all be all for me. This was it. This was it. No, I'm done. Mm-hmm. No more chicken with drumsticks. Jasmine, please.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Came down to in the final round where it was Michael, Brittany, and Jasmine. Jasmine had to go for it. She was like, so Michael had 370, Brittany had 375. The answer was 388, and Jasmine had 1,000.
A little high, mm-hmm. but
might have been the gummies. Yeah,
she felt like she had to guess something, you know, out there because. Obviously, otherwise she'd have no hope, but that was just way too off.
Yeah. Okay. It was another sad story with Jasmine inside the house of trying to get Brittany to like, she's like making her case about why Brittany should use the veto. And she's like telling us like, well, now I got to humble myself and actually talk to Brittany, but fine, I'll do it. And she makes the whole thing. And Brittany's like, so I think I'm just going to leave it.
I mean,
maybe not.
It goes without saying, if you're in a position in the Big Brother house where you day whatever this was 46 have to deign to talk to someone in order to save your life in the game, like, you've made many mistakes along mm-hmm. this path. You should not be in the situation where you're talking to someone who you like. You ideally, if even if you don't like people, you should they should not know that when you're exactly. trying to beg for them to save you. Like, I mean, there's five people. Brittany's not going on the block. Michael's not going on the block. So the only option is Taylor there. Normally I encourage gameplay and trying. I think Jasmine, you just go ahead and know. You're not going to get her to put Taylor up. So just like, don't even embarrass yourself by trying mm-hmm. on this
she
one.
She should not have humbled herself.
No. Mm-hmm. Stay unhumble. Stay unhumble. Mm-hmm.
Geneva, is this the first time we've seen Jasmine and Brittany talk game since the fake women's alliance that they had going at the very beginning of the game?
I mean, I feel so. I don't know. Like, I don't think they've had some serious game talk in a long time. Not that the game talk probably they had in the past was even serious in reality. Yep. But yeah. And, you know, I feel like especially even so, like there was a lot of distance between them. The other day, Jasmine was, you know, talking about Brittany behind her back and just like, you know, how she doesn't trust her and all this other stuff. So, you know, I respect Jasmine for trying. Because mm-hmm. I feel like you shouldn't just give up. Even if you feel like you don't have any hope, you shouldn't give up in the game. And so I'm glad that she didn't give up. However, I knew that it wasn't going to work in reality just because of her, you know, contentious relationship with Brittany. There's no way Brittany would really use the veto on her at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Jasmine's move here is... I mean, you can ask, but I feel like you almost want to approach it like, hey, you don't want to just use the veto on me for fun, right? Like, like assume it's sort of a joke, but like ask. But then I think the bigger thing is pitch why Monty should go. Just at least try mm-hmm. to secure the vote. Like at this point, you're probably not getting off the block. Try to secure the vote and don't just say like, oh, so the plan's Monty, right? Like continue to add fuel to the reasons why it should be Monty over you. And that's something that I'm just lacking in seeing
but
from
in
her.
In fairness to Jasmine, I didn't think I would say that sentence tonight, but I think she can't even see a world where she's like, he is Monty. I suck. Like what am I like? I'm not a threat. He look at this guy. Look at he's Monty. He's gonna he's gonna smoke you all in these competitions. Like
I have this injury.
Me, it's me. You're gonna get rid of me.
it's a fair point. Like there should be no world where these people are saying, you know what, Jasmine right now is a bigger threat than Monty, who potentially could just start winning a bunch of stuff, who has a good working relationship with seemingly everybody in mm-hmm. the house, maybe except for Jasmine. And Monty even thinks he has a good relationship with Terrence. So it's like yeah, why would you get rid of Jasmine? But Jasmine's not giving them anything to work with. She's not like, Brittany, listen, save me this week, and then me, you, Taylor, and Michael can take out the next group when they come in. They'll never know what, like, you know, we can lie. Like, this is your chance to start making stuff up because they don't know what's happening on the inside. Monty going home, it makes sense. He's huge. Get him out. What? Like, who's going to be sad about it? Sure. But, like, who's going to be mad at you? Turner? He'll get over it. You know what I'm saying? So I think she should have tried a little bit harder. I think, right, she was, like, doing a half measure of, like, wouldn't it be cool if you use it on me? But also, like, you really shouldn't use it on me. Right? Just do something, Jasmine. Pinch him. Do something.
Yeah. And the problem is, like, obviously there's a lot else going on, but in the world where they somehow know that the outside group is going to come in and it's going to be 4-4, there's so many reasons why in that scenario you'd rather have Monty in your 4 than Jasmine. And so it's like, if we hadn't split the house, or if Jasmine had ended up in the outside group with Terrence, Jasmine's a shoo-in for late into the game because of her injury and other reasons. And so normally, yeah, Monty's the obvious choice sitting on the block against Jasmine. But because we're in this, like, two tribes pitting against each other's situation, they're like, ah, shoot. And I know it's more complicated than that. But, like, if you have Jasmine as the person on your side with Michael and Taylor and Brittany, go ahead and assume Jasmine's going to go to the other side when they come back in anyway. And so, you know, that's your problem,
man. And that's the thing, too, especially since Jasmine's lost a lot of her allies as of recent. And because they're not aligned with Jasmine, no one really knows where Jasmine stands. So they know Monty is at least currently loyal to the leftovers. So it just makes more sense strategically to keep him in. Kind of like, as you said, you want to be able to have numbers, especially if there's a fallout on the other side.
Yeah, it's kind of the thing. I talk about this a lot with Survivor, where, like, you know, like, it's from Jasmine's perspective, like, sure, like, it makes sense. Like, why don't they just take him out? He's such a big threat. But for the other people, it's also like the thing where it's like, okay, well, if we don't take out Jasmine here, like, who is taking her out? And, like, is she taking up one of those final two chairs if we don't take her out right now?
Right. And then, like Mary said, the war is coming. It's about to be two tribes. Four on four. It's about to happen. Why would you want somebody who is less likely to win a physical comp? I mean, we've seen Jasmine basically come in and lose within 3 seconds because of her injury. And so I just don't think, like, if you're building your army, this is not somebody you want, because she's always going to sit next to you on the block and stay if you move forward. You know, they're always going to be coming for the bigger threats, the people who can run back and forth, who can do BB comics, who can, I mean, well, Christmas did win a foot race with a broken leg. I don't know anymore. You know what? Not fine. Let me shut up, because I'm wrong. Do what you want to do. Do what you do.
Exception,
what you want,
not the rule.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jasmine, she is not going to give up at all.
But the good news is I'm sitting next to one of the biggest targets in this house, and you can bet your bottom butter beans
I'm gonna fight like hell.
Bet your bottom butter bean.
It's not a thing. It's not a thing.
What is that even?
I don't know. Bet your bottom butter or your bottom bean. No.
The butter bean line is not even the thing that was bothering you the most about Jasmine on this episode. It's not even the chicken thing. It's when they're saying when they are talking about,
what are bottom butter beans?
I don't even know.
It's your last butter bean. Like Annie, bet your bottom dollar. Yeah.
Dollar.
But that's like your last one. Your last bet your bottom butter bean.
I'm sorry, Chappelle, that in a second, but this is very important that we figure out what is happening.
Yeah. Could it be a physical ailment? Like, almost like a hemorrhoid, like
a bottom butter bean.
Yeah, you can bet your ass. You know,
That's better. That makes more sense.
It's the same.
It's a lone butter bean at the bottom of the can. I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
My issue with Jasmine this episode was when they were saying what they were counting, and she's like, I think there's 17 of them there drumsticks. Like them there. Julia, I see 10 of them gummy bears. Like just the number 10, the number 1,000, the number 12 gummy bears, everybody else. But she got to do the whole Frenchie thing. I know we got Mary here. Mary, as our Frenchie expert, would Frenchie have approached it the same way?
I don't want to own that.
I mean, as the four of us, Mary, you kind of got
as a person who has studied Frenchie's mannerisms.
Yes, I have studied Frenchie's mannerisms and nothing else.
So what would Frenchie have said in these moments, Mary?
oh, you know, like, why this competition was closer than a ski freckle on the back of a French fry.
Daggone.
I don't know. Like, yeah. Like, come on. This is not, it's not a, yeah, it's so, it's too much. I did note that during the competition. And I feel like Brittany going right after Jasmine was very purposefully just being like 12. 450, mm-hmm. Nothing else.
I felt bad for Brittany in the diary room this time because that I felt like that she did not volunteer of like, oh, you know, hypnotherapy is my professional vocation. Can I mock it here in the diary room for everybody here on television? I think that she was under duress and they said like, okay, what if you were hypnotizing everybody? Like, I don't really want to do the hypnotize. Come on, give it to us. People want to see it.
Yeah.
It worked.
Mm-hmm. It worked. Yeah, she's like, ooh, I'm hypnotizing you. Like, oh God. Mm-hmm. I know Brittany afterwards was just like, how far have I fallen? My practice is going to hell now.
Yes.
Her clients are leaving by the second. Yes. They're doing worse than Turner's rug business right now on Yelp.
Oh no.
I bet it's probably doing good, right?
No.
That is a reason. Okay.
Yeah. People do not love Turncoat Turner. It's not a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's sad story.
Not within the last day. They're not huge fans, so they're leaving some interesting reviews.
Okay. We don't like that.
Man.
Okay.
We don't like that. We don't condone that.
Yeah.
Unless it's for no, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else from this episode that we want to highlight?
Let's see.
I mean, historic episode.
Butterbeans.
We've never seen two veto comps in one episode.
Styrofoam to go boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the other thing that from the inside of the house that was there was this one leftovers meeting that they were talking about trying to predict what was going on. And Michael really drives home like, hey, if anything happens to Joseph, you know who it was. You know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the idea here is that Michael is continuing with his plan of wanting to be in the middle, pitting sides against each other. In this case, that would be Turner and Kyle against Monty and Taylor, with himself and Brittany in the middle. I don't think it's going to be quite that simple, but that's the game plan that he's got at the moment. I don't even know if this needed to be stoked, like if this fire needed to be stoked, because I feel like Monty and Taylor were already kind of feeling like if Joseph doesn't come back, just no matter what the reason is, Kyle's gone. Like that's if Alyssa walks in, it's Alyssa and Kyle, and we lose a member of the leftover, Kyle's gone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I wonder though if they could have foreseen, and I guess we don't really know how honest Turner's being with us, but I don't know if they see that if, you know, Joseph is gone, Turner is also with Kyle, you know, and I think that's something that I think for me, I was holding out hope for, like, oh, I'm gonna see the episode. And Turner's like, I'm just saying whatever I can so I can get out this backyard and get back to my crew and tell them what Kyle did. And it's like, honestly, it looks like it might be 4-on-4. And I don't know if Monty and Taylor are anticipating that. And I don't think that's a great spot for them either, because, well, it might be a great spot for them, but Michael might need to be worried, because if I'm on the outside of the house and I know that Michael, Brittany, and Taylor are like this unbreakable threesome or whatever, and I have to take a shot, I'm not coming after Brittany and Taylor. I'm coming after Michael, the comp beast. And so he should be galvanizing them, because that's all he has. He can't play in the HOH, I assume. And so he's on his own. If he's going to have to rely on his allies to win and protect him this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It will be interesting to see if, you know, Kyle comes back into the house and does somehow get into power by way of either him or Alyssa winning the HOH. And then if there was a split between the Michael and Brittany and Taylor and Monty, if it broke that way, to see, you know, ultimately, you know, They would have to pick a side, like Kyle and Alyssa group. Would they team back up with, like, could Taylor and Monty potentially refold back into that group and go against Michael?
I don't know.
If they're on the block.
Yeah, I mean, it's really going to come down to who wins HOH this week. As far as I'm concerned, I would like Taylor to win HOH personally, because I would like for her to be safe and to kind of dictate what's about to happen next. But if Alyssa comes in and wins HOH, I think anybody is up for grabs. I think Kyle is going to have to work overtime to make sure his allies are safe. But Alyssa could put up two of anybody except for Terrence, and she'd be fine. She's not going to lose any allies if she wins HOH this week. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that the dice doesn't roll in that direction.
Okay.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Let's take this opportunity to bring our live feed spoilers into this and get into your questions here tonight. If you're leaving us now, we'll be live after the episode at 10:15 p.m. Eastern time on Thursday to talk about the double eviction, baby, on Thursday. Till then, let's talk about the spoilers.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler
warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
All right. I don't have the buzzer. I dropped it on the floor the other night. And I didn't pick it up. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's the other night, Rob, please. Been there for days.
Mm-hmm.
Pick it up after this recap.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So, anything of note from the feeds to add to this?
Well, from what I know about the inside, the insiders basically told Jasmine that she's going.
Yeah. How'd she take it?
She seems to be taking it okay. You know, she was saying stuff feels like she made her dad proud. And, you know, I guess she seems to be understanding. I'm sure internally she's upset about it, of course, because it's unfortunate. But she kind of seemed to also be saying some things along the lines of like, yeah, it kind of seems to make sense. Like Monty was saying some stuff about next week and what I'm going to do next week. So I was kind of getting the sense that maybe it wasn't going to be me being safe, essentially.
Okay. All right. So pour one out for Jasmine. She'll give us a good speech, I'm sure, on Thursday night. How's Joseph doing? That good?
Yeah, it's not great. I think that the hardest part is the fact that Joseph has, for some reason, decided to spill to everyone, including Kyle, everything he knew about anyone on the inside.
Mm.
So, which doesn't help him remain in the game. It seems more like he just kind of wants to get all. Probably he was thinking, I spent all those weeks gathering all this information. I want someone to use it, but doesn't really have a clear plan of like who he wants to help. So he kind of just gave it to everybody. But yeah, he's told them about Michael and Taylor and Brittany being a threesome and how if they go back inside, that they probably won't be able to get any of them to their side because they're probably working with Monty now. So, Joseph seems to be kind of handing it in a little bit.
This is bad. This is bad. Because Kyle betrayed you, Joseph. You are aware of that. And your last move to save your game is, no. Let me help Kyle win by telling him everything that I know. He told Kyle and Terrence the same information. Now that Kyle knows everything that you know, Joseph, you are no longer valuable to Terrence because he has Kyle. They know everything. You know, you like it's like you were leaving and you just like, oh yeah, I left you some things on the nightstand. You just keep those are for you. It's like all your secrets. You just handed them to them and said, now you can vote me out. It's fine. You know, we were talking about Jasmine earlier. At least she's tried something. Joseph's last ditch effort was just, you know what? Fine. Kyle's right. We were all working together. And you know what? They're working together in the house. And I hope y'all beat them because they didn't betray me at all.
Thank Which you, is what doesn't make sense. I'm like, you're ruining some people's games that you shouldn't be necessarily ruining because they had your back. However, you know, you have people like Michael. Who
is the heat getting to him? You think that he maybe it's too much sun for Joseph?
It is hot outside.
Probably. Yeah.
I don't, it's probably not fun to be out there, to be quite honest. Also, like, that's also, I think, one thing that's also interesting about this week. I feel like this season, we've seen a lot of people, especially a lot of the game players, talk to the cams and tell us what they're thinking, but they can't really do that outside. So it just ends up in people just sitting awkwardly in silence in the heat and just kind of suffering. Yeah. So
I really do wonder how they're going to do the eviction. Like, are we going to have the eviction from the backyard tomorrow? Where I guess, like, I'm in the past, I know that Julie has hosted competitions in the backyard. So I don't know. Well, like, we have people outside, like, give their speeches and then walk out through the front door or the back door, or then it'll be interesting to see just how they ultimately pull off like a two-part eviction on one episode.
My gut would be that they would do the insiders first, and then separate all the insiders who remain, put them either all up in the HOH room or separate them into separate rooms with the doors closed, and then bring the outsiders in and have them do theirs. And just bank on no one like shouting through the rooms like who got voted out or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they have to get to Julie to talk to her, unless, you know, that would be a lot more complicated to do like a walk outside of the house and then like out to where Julie is set up.
Yeah, that's the only thing about that one is I'm not sure for the second vote. Like, I don't know how Julie's voice permeates the house. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know if they would be able to hear like who's getting voted out. I don't know. I'm assuming they've fixed that so that they wouldn't like go outside. Like someone's by a vote of 3-0. Jasmine's
mm-hmm.
gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, it would be interesting to see a vote in the outside. I think that's probably the saddest part is even watching old seasons of Big Brother, the ceremonies that take place just sitting on the lawn chairs outside are kind of silly.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they'll evict them outside, make them walk through the sliding doors. Everyone sees who's evicted and they walk out the door. I don't know. That would be interesting.
That would be interesting. Could you imagine it like and the next person evicted from the Big Brother house and then they walk in the kitchen, they were like, Joseph, and they like fall to the ground and Joseph's crying, doing his like long indie exit. Like, you guys, I really loved all of y'all. I really tried so hard. So I fought to the very last. Like, no, you didn't. You did not do anything. But I just want to know.
But if that would really blow up the Kyle spot if they let Joseph walk through and talk to the inside people.
I mean, kind of, but I mean, at the end of the day, he did rat them all out. So it's kind of like, Kyle ratted us out. It's like, well, didn't you? It's like, I did too. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, I think at some point they have to let him walk in the house and pack, you know? So he got to get his stuff out of there.
Well, I guess someone's going to pack for him. Well, I know, I guess some of his stuff's outside, but I guess someone would have to pack for him or something of that sort. But I feel like also just in general, a whole failure of this entire twist was that they didn't like keep them separated or isolated in separate rooms or in separate places. People got to talk and strategize. And I even saw that there was an update where I guess Joseph seemed to know about Michael saying for him to be a target this week, you know, to Terrence. So there's there's a lot that we missed in the time that the feeds weren't on and they were blasting music outside. But it's interesting how it seems like the people inside had no idea what could have been happening outside.
Okay. All right. Let's take some questions from our listeners here tonight. And let's see what people had to say. Okay. How about Christina wants to know, was Terrence using the veto actually necessary? Why use the veto to put up Kyle and save him? Was it really just to mess with those guys?
Yeah, I mean, based on the episode, that's what they said. This was the thing that we were hoping to get clarity on, because this was during the time when the feeds were down. And so we didn't get to hear the conversations directly before or after this happened. Based on what we've seen after, it doesn't seem like this was a mastermind move of Kyle's to cover himself right with the inside. So I would have to believe that based on what we saw, maybe Terrence really did just want to do this. Potentially he had more conversations with Turner. And since Turner was the first person he picked and the person he wanted to protect, he said that at the beginning of the week, maybe Turner, you know, emotionally bonded with him and they were like, yeah, you know, I should save you. Because looking at it, if all the cards are on the table, and this is at some point around, depending on when Joseph started just like also telling everybody everything, maybe he felt like he could work with either Joseph or Kyle at this point and didn't really care and just wanted one of the targets out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think in a sense it does at least give Terrence an opportunity to establish a bit more trust with Turner again by saving him, kind of like Mary was saying, in terms of he mentioned that he was going to keep him safe. And, you know, they had that misunderstanding with what Turner said. So I guess that's kind of also a way to show a bit more trust again. And then I guess also putting Kyle up, considering, you know, Kyle said all this stuff, it's basically also an opportunity for Terrence maybe to even get more information out of the both of them on the block, seeing what additional things he could get from them out of this HOH. Because, I mean, he did find out about this major alliance that had been controlling the game. But, you know, I think seeing Joseph and Kyle up there, mm-hmm. anything could happen in terms of information. But it still seems like the target is essentially Joseph.
All right. So let me bring in this question from Jilly G. Is there any chance Kyle goes home, or am I living to La La Land? You know, in all of Joseph's leaking, did he ever go to Alyssa and be like, yo, Alyssa, you know, Kyle, do you know all the trash he talked about you and how he said that he wanted to vote you out and you're annoying and you and he couldn't get away from you?
No, because that would be smart gameplay to keep himself there. He's
just... Mary! Oh, what? My God. Stop being so mean to Joseph. Mary! Yeah, God, no. We like him.
Wouldn't that be a good plan?
Chappelle... No, I mean, like...
Out the house. Be kind to our fave. Mary! Please.
Yeah, look, I said it. Joseph is great. Not the best game player. He's unfortunately, like, he had opportunities. I think he missed the fact that he could have used all this information for his game to potentially stay, but instead he's just using it for no reason. So he's mostly hurting the games of the people inside the house, whether intentional or not. But I also feel like, I don't know, it might be kind of hard to like be living outside with a showmance. And put it this way, I don't think it matter what he told Alyssa. I think Alyssa's going back to Kyle regardless, based on everything else that she's
but
been.
But he could say it right in front of him. Like, hey, Kyle, you going to tell Alyssa about how you said blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And then Alyssa would pout. What? And then she'd be like, but I'm just, he's so beautiful. So I have to go talk to him again. And then he'll be like, I was doing it to save you, so that they wouldn't know that I liked you so much. It was to protect you. And she'd be like, wow, he was actually mm-hmm. caring about me. Like,
Alyssa,
time.
Wait till you see all this video when you get out of the house, how he made you look so stupid.
Oh, yeah. I would have, I you know, sometimes you have to go low.
Chappelle would be really off low. The block in a second.
Oh, a heartbeat. I'd have went to Alyssa. Kyle said you were the worst 10 seconds he ever had in his life. And just stared at her. And just let that sink in.
I mean, it is mathematically possible for her to be the worst and the best, Chappelle.
At that point, yeah, I guess. I just feel like there's stuff that you could have done, but he was so hell bent on protecting Kyle all week that mm-hmm. like now when you flip at the last second, it just seems like you're scrambling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't. It's not like genuine. Had he come out the gate and went directly to Terrence and been like, okay, there's a showman's here. Clearly, you're going to stick with Alyssa. That makes sense. But we have to get Kyle out. He's been telling us everything that you've been, you know, he's been leaking information, da 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 da. Like, you beat him to it. And then you go to Alyssa, too. And then you're like, hey, Alyssa. Because once you talk to Terrence, some more information is going to come to you, right? And then he can go to Alyssa and just be like, hey, Alyssa, Kyle been talking noise. You know, he was giving you 10 seconds, but he was trying to give other people 10 seconds too. I don't know. I mean, just it might look bad if you do this, you know. That's why he was keeping it so brief. He had to work his way around the house. You know, I would just be out there throwing everything at the wall. You know,
so like, you say that it was that he needed to conserve his time, that he because he had to. Yes.
Yeah. He's like, let me just give you a little something so I can get out here and talk with my real alliance. Like, that's what you do. You paid this ass.
Yeah.
Girl, he been playing you like you're a victim.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And even Kyle's not 100% certain he's staying. He's like, you know, if I go, then he told Alyssa that she needs to get out next week so they could be in the jury house together.
Oh, yeah. Throw your game away.
Yeah. For love.
Yeah. Boy. Chappelle, I really like your idea of that. Kyle's not bad at anything. He's great at time management.
I mean, he's working them like a stripper pole in this house. You know, like he got out there, he out hustled all of them. And if he had a goal, he got it accomplished. And with Alyssa, he's gotten it accomplished several times. I think his goal has never not been accomplished. I think she might have come up short a couple times, but I think he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Nothing. Yeah, I think, I mean, Kyle had, like we said before, Kyle had to throw all this out there and flip to the other side because this was the only chance he had in the game, whereas Joseph and Turner had other chances that they were hoping to enact from the inside. But Kyle had already chosen this. At this point, if Joseph doesn't find a way to flip the vote in the last 10 seconds, I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay. Let's see if got maybe one more question. Okay. This is from Brayton Cousins. What does this week mean for Turner's position in the house going forward? Geneva, for Turner, do you think he's locked in so much with this forward? Do you think there's room to maneuver, say, like Monty wins HOH? Is Turner like Kyle who?
I think that is quite possible. I think Turner is in an interesting position right now where, you know, I think he probably wants to, since he's off the block at this point, he probably wants to go along with the vote because I don't think he necessarily wants to be, oh, he votes one way. You know, Alyssa votes one way and there's a tie and Terrence breaks it and it's not. And he didn't vote with them because then that shows that he doesn't have, you know, those people on his side. So I think right now it seems like he is going with his, you know, two best friends, like he mentioned in the episode, and Terrence, because that seems to be okay for now. However, I think based on how things will pan out in the game, I think that Turner definitely might choose to go back with the leftovers. I mean, he may be able to say the argument, well, it was between Joseph and Kyle on the block, so I had no choice but to vote one of them out. I know that the other side, though, the insiders are obviously going to know something is up. But I think he's kind of in a position where he potentially could go either way. However, I still feel like maybe the people on the inside might be a bit skeptical on how things ended up panning out.
Mm-hmm.
He just can't get out hustled. He has to go inside and let them know. Like, he should honestly be throwing Kyle in the bus. Kyle ain't going to target him. I think he should, like, try to covertly go and rebuild whatever he has with the inside people. Because if they're going to attack somebody, it's clearly Kyle. If they're coming after Kyle, they're probably going to put his showmance up next to him. That buys Turner at least a week, as long as he's not, you know, backdoored in some weird coincidence. And so if I was him, I'd go inside and just be like, you know, it got crazy out there and Kyle did some wild stuff and now we're in this position and I wanted to say I had to save somebody, but so I chose him. Mm-hmm. But, you know, or even it was a tie, you know, and Terrence broke the tie. Like, I don't know what you got to say, but you got to beat Kyle to it, because if we've seen nothing else, Kyle is willing to go and make the moves. You know, I don't know what his move is, but he definitely has room if you allow him to. I would be in that HOH room until the sun came up. Right. I would just be attached to them. Mm-hmm. You know, because it doesn't make any sense for them to target Turner at all.
No. And also, so, I mean, they're already like that four outside. They're already talking about what fake narrative that they're going to tell the inside, which mm-hmm. I think that's where, like, you know, I mean, Turner was even telling Terrence, oh, like, this is what we need to say, yada, yada, yada. But at this point, he definitely needs to get in front of that and be like, y'all, this is what Kyle did. This is why things happened the way it did, you know, et cetera, because, you know, Turner needs to just be able to cover his bases. But I think at this point, he wants to at least be good with the people he's outside with. And at this point, it's like, well, it's not looking like he can even save, you know, Joseph and him. And then he was even on the block. So it's just kind of like a crazy circumstance at this point. So I think it'll be interesting to see what happens. I think probably, I don't know if Turner will be gunning for HOH, but, you know, cause that's probably not great for him strategically, but I think, he probably will be, I think, going to the side that ends up being convenient for him in whatever the circumstances are.
Okay. It will be for sure good feeds on Thursday night when the two sides of the house are finally reunited. Anything else to say, BB24, before we start to talk about what's coming up?
Yeah, I think the question's going to be which side folds first, because I think one's going to. I don't think we're going to get two loyal sides battling it out. So I think it's going to depend who wins HOH. And even within that, there's a couple people who I think might stay with their side. But I think for the most part, there's a few people in the middle that are gonna start ratting people out and jumping ship.
I think so, too. Yeah, we'll see. Should be interesting to see how it all plays out. Let's talk about what is coming up here on RHAP tomorrow morning. Taryn will be back with you at 11 a.m. Eastern to break down what has happened Wednesday overnight. And then, of course, we'll be back with you for another recap of the double eviction, baby, coming up at 10:15 p.m. Eastern time. Join us then for that. Earlier today, had a really fun podcast. Big Brother 23's Brittany D'Angelo joined Taryn and I. We had a really fun chat. She's been following the season very closely. She tweets every day about what she's seeing on the live feeds. And she had a lot of fun stories about Big Brother 23 and more. So check out our interview. We were live for the patrons of RHAP, but now everybody can check out our interview with Brittany D'Angelo from earlier today. Then, okay, it's challenge night, okay? So I think that from what I understand, Brian and Allie are recording as we speak. So check out a all-new recap of episode 8 of The Challenge to find out everything that goes on The Challenge. And then tomorrow morning, myself and Brian Cohen will talk to the latest two players who are eliminated from The Challenge USA. Check that out all on robhaswebsite.com or in our challenge feed at robhaswebsite.com/challenge feed. All right. I got to talk about the 2023 Zaddy calendar. Speaking of BB23, you'll notice the winner of Big Brother 23 gracing the cover in a not so safe for work pose on the bed. There he is. Bryce and I talked about all 12 months and more of the 2023 Zaddy calendar this week. Chappelle, do you get an advanced copy of the Zaddy calendar?
No, honestly, I saw the advertisement, you know, for the Zaddy calendar today. I don't think I'm gonna buy this one. Maybe catch me in the future. Maybe Bryce had to hook me up later on. This one ain't for me.
You're in, you know, on the even numbered years.
Maybe we'll have to see. For me, maybe the Zaddy calendar is just not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
Missed opportunity to have Xavier on a pool floaty on the cover.
Yeah, I think they didn't know. I don't think they didn't know yet.
Maybe this photo was taken too in advance.
Rob, when is the podcaster Zaddy calendar? When are we signing up for that
photo shoot? I have to consult with Bryce. I'd be like, it's a copyright on it. But okay, the fun podcast with Bryce this week. We're talking about the 2023 Zaddy calendar. Then over on Claim to Fame, Chappelle, I know you were catching up on Claim to Fame.
I'm 4 episodes in and 4 podcasts in. So I am. Did we come up with a name for us? The Fame Lords, Fame Ladies, or whatever?
I don't know.
The Fame Claimers, whatever we are as a fan base. Yeah. I am one of us. And okay. So I'm just behind. Fame
Claimers. All right. Okay. So I guess I'm part of that fan base too.
Yeah.
Yay.
Okay. We had a fun podcast this week. Of course, Chappelle and I got to talk with a man who had all of Big Brother Twitter convinced that he was Daniel's publicist. It's comedian Jake Fogelnest joined Jenny Autumn and myself to talk about everything going on week 7 of Claim to Fame. Had a fun time with him this week. So check that podcast out. And then over on post-show recaps, I got in on the fun talking about Game of Thrones. I reunited with Josh Wiggler to talk about the brand new House of the Dragon, one of the many Game of Thrones podcasts you can hear over on post-show recaps. We're going to drop the episode with myself and Josh. We'll be doing a weekly coverage together. Maybe like a little bit of Josh being the expert of everything Game of Thrones and me being much more of a filthy casual of Game of Thrones, trying to have some fun with a brand new show. You could check out the first episode of our new weekly recap of House of the Dragon, part of the incredible coverage of House of the Dragon over on post-show recaps.
Hot D.
That's what people, that's what they're saying. Josh mentioned that. I don't know if I was feeling the hot D.
You need a hot D calendar next year for House of the Dragon.
Is that what we need?
Oh, yeah, hot yeah. D calendar.
Chappelle, we had a lot of fun talking about, you said if you were in the Big Brother house, you would be up all night long with the HOH. And we explored that a little bit about how you love the nights and hate the days. When we talked about Day Shift with vampire expert Mari Forth over on Nothing But Netflix.
And that was big fun. Like I said, people don't know that Mari is a vampire, but she knows everything about him. She's our expert. She came in, she talked to me.
She knows everything about everything.
Yep, Mari's just like the smartest human alive, honestly. She doesn't get enough credit for just being so knowledgeable. But mm-hmm. It was such a good time. I enjoyed talking to y'all about it a lot. And hopefully, you know, we can tackle vampires again in the future.
Yeah, okay. And then, of course, check out Nothing But Netflix every week with myself and Chappelle. And then Chappelle was over on the 90 Day Fiancé wrapping up the tell-all. What's going on with Jabri? He's crying?
He was in his feelings a little bit. If you do not watch 90 Day Fiancé, or at least at the very least, listen to the wrap up with Puya, what are you doing? You're missing out on some quality content. But yeah, me and Puya wrapped up the tell all part two. We got into a lot of drama. We talked about some behind the scenes stuff. There's some nefarious things going on in the background. So check that out.
Listen to the podcast.
Yeah, and then make sure you leave a 5-star review for Puya, but make sure you tell him that you don't need me on anymore. I'm good. I'm tapped out on 90 Day Fiancé. I don't need to talk about Big Ed, Rod. Mm-hmm. I just don't. That's not for me, Rob. It's just not.
Okay. Makes sense. All right. And then, of course, we have so much going on over on Patreon between The Slop has been a lot of fun this season. I do the weekly Q&A with Taryn. We've been working on getting the Big Brother alumni to come on. You can ask your questions live, plus access to our Facebook community, our Discord community, and, of course, the weekly Patron 5 for 5, which we're going to be recording Patron 5 for 5 number 250, I believe, tomorrow afternoon with the First Lady of Podcasting. All that and more when you head on over to robiswebsite.com/patron. Okay, and make sure you're subscribed to the podcast, robiswebsite.com/subscribe. Okay, all right. Mary, what's coming up for you? Mary, can I share a fun fact that you shared yesterday about a movie that you've seen a number of times?
Sure, feel free.
Yes, okay. Chappelle, I know that you said you're not good at counting. How many times do you think Mary has gone to go see the movie Money Train?
No, Bullet Train.
But Bullet Train. Bullet Train. Money Train is different. Money Train is different. Yeah.
I was like, Mary, I didn't know you watched Money Train. We could bond on that one. I've seen it a billion times. Bullet Train, huh? Mary, is it more or less than 10, Mary?
Hold on.
Yeah, a number, and then
Geneva's going to give a number, and then you can stay or fold.
Yeah. Okay.
In theaters.
Four times.
Four times. Geneva?
Five.
Okay. Are you staying or folding, Geneva?
I'm gonna stay.
Chappelle?
I'm folding.
You should have stayed. Geneva wins. Three times for Bullet Train.
I might have planned a fourth for this weekend.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, incredible.
I'm spineless.
Incredible. Yeah.
That's a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've been up to. I've been mostly watching Bullet Trains. So.
I love that for you, Mary. That's exciting.
I love it for me too.
Yes. I wish there was a movie that I was so passionate about. I was going to see it multiple times in the theaters.
Yeah. It's a good time. You know, I like to hit the sweet spot where I'm one of only a few people in the theater.
Pooch.
Stop.
He said that.
Anyway, it's mostly been that. Yeah. Other than that, we officially recorded our final episode of Riverdale season 6 earlier today with Kirsten McInnes. So you can check that out in Kowski Cast. And I think we're going to have a solid, nice several month break before season 7, okay, which is rumored to be the final season of Riverdale.
Oh my God.
We're really excited about that. Ideally in the meantime, we'll get back to Twyfight for a little while. So, speaking of vampires, I guess I need to call up Mari and get her on for that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You do
yeah.
not want to hear her takes about Twilight.
Maybe hey, I do. Hey,
it's Twilight.
I'm actually intrigued. I kind of want
to. Twyfight. We yeah. like to have, arguments over
Bring
there.
The hot takes.
That would be good.
Okay. Yeah. Mari, great job tonight as always.
Thanks.
Okay.
Thanks.
Geneva, what's coming up for you?
Well, I'm going to be doing lots of tweeting about whatever the fallout is tomorrow. So you can follow me at Peace Love Jen, where I tweet about Big Brother and other reality television like Love Island USA or Claim to Fame or The Challenge USA. Literally just basically a lot of reality TV. And then you can also find me on Silent Podcasts every once in a while. So, had fun talking with y'all.
Yes, great time. Geneva, thank you for being back here with us tonight. And then, Chappelle, what's coming up for you?
Well, speaking of silent podcasts, Sasha and I are over there talking about season 3 of Never Have I Ever. We've already dropped episode 1. Episode 2 is coming very, very soon. And we are going to try to drop at least 2 a week. It's tough because Sasha is a very busy lady, but she makes time for me. She makes time for me. Yeah. And so we're breaking down every episode of Never Have I Ever on Netflix. So check that out. As you already said, I was on the 90 Day Fiancé Tell All Part 2. Speaking of Mari as well, this week I think I am guesting on Crime Scene, the RHAP True Crime podcast. Mm-hmm. Yes. Whereas myself, Mari, and Sarah Carradine will be talking about Woodstock 99. And then, you know, this week on Nothing But Netflix, you and I will be talking about Untold, the girlfriend who didn't exist, the Manti Te'o story.
Yes. Okay. So, good.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that one.
Yes, me too. So follow at Nothing But RHAP on Twitter so you can tell us what you want to hear us talk about and give us feedback about the shows on Netflix that you're watching. We're always looking for recommendations, but we're always looking for feedback about the podcast. Leave us a 5-star review, all that good stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, this was a great time.
If Bullet Train comes to Netflix, can we get Mari?
I've been trying to get Mari on for a very long time. We have been in negotiation for years at this point. So when the train comes, we have to talk about it with
any train movie, Mari will come on the podcast.
Any train movie. I love train movies. Any and all train movies.
Money Train on the way.
Yes. Do you like Money Train, Mari?
I didn't even know that was a movie, so I guess sure.
What a blessing tonight.
You should start a train podcast.
I was talking about this yesterday. No one steal
Nobody
this.
Steal
I've already
that.
Branded it. No one steal
Nobody
it.
Steal
I was already
that.
Planning it.
Okay. All right.
I know how popular of an idea I'm sure that must be.
Okay. All right. Thank you all so much for joining us here tonight. I'll be back with you tomorrow night for our eviction. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.